KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Walnut Woodworks. In Walnut, call them at 784-3678. Well, let's start this morning with archery. The Atlantic Middle and High School archery teams competed at the state tournament on Saturday and Sunday, March 10th and 11th, at the Richard O. Jacobson Exhibition Center in Des Moines. The Atlantic High School team finished 16th out of 28 teams overall, while the middle school team finished 14th out of the 28 teams participating. The top middle school boys finish was by Cooper Gibson. He placed 6th out of 408 middle school boys. Gibson scored a 285 and hit 15 tens. Zane Berg scored a 279 and Alex Mata had a 277. The top middle school girls finish was Josie Colton, placing 22nd out of 321 middle school girls. Colton scored a 275 and hit 15 tens. Hallie Copeland scored a 268 and Dana Drager a 259. The top high school boys finish was Clayton Gibson. It was 26th out of 336 high school boys. Gibson scored a 282 with 17 tens hit. Dustin Drager scored a 280 while Zach Colton had a 277. The top girls high school finish was Heather Friend, who was 73rd out of the 332 high school girls. Friend has shot a score of 275 with 12 tens hit. Bailey Rowland scored a 272 and Leah Lillard a 271 in competition over the weekend. Well, Virginia remains the unanimous number one team in the final Associated Press men's basketball poll. That's an honor that will become hollow if the Cavaliers don't win the real national championship. The Cavaliers earned all 65 first-place votes to remain on top for the fifth straight week. Virginia is 31-2, and they're winners of both the ACC regular season and tournament titles. Villanova is second, followed by Xavier, Kansas, and Michigan State. The Jayhawks moved up 5 spots after winning the Big 12 tournament. Cincinnati, Michigan, Gonzaga, Duke, and North Carolina round out the top 10. Meanwhile, UConn finishes number one in the Associated Press women's basketball poll for the fifth straight year. The Huskies enter the NCAA tournament as the lone undefeated team, and they went wire to wire as the unanimous top team. They received all 32 votes from the national media panel Monday. Baylor, Louisville, Mississippi State, and Notre Dame followed UConn in the poll. Oregon, South Carolina, Texas, UCLA, and Ohio State round out the first 10 teams. Also, men's college hoops news, Lorenzo Romar is returning to Pepperdine for a second stint as men's basketball coach. The 59-year-old coach previously guided the Waves from 1996 to 99, going 42-44 in his first head coaching job. He's 391 and 284 in time spent with Pepperdine, Washington, and St. Louis. He's currently an associate head coach at Arizona and will report to Pepperdine after the Wildcats end their season. Now, back to the women's college basketball news. Connecticut has been given the first overall seed in the NCAA women's basketball tournament as the Huskies go for their 12th national championship. The 32-0 Huskies enter the NCAA tournament as the lone undefeated team as they went wire to wire as the unanimous top team in the top 10 poll. Last season, UConn came into the NCAAs as the overwhelming favorite before they lost to Mississippi State in the Final Four. Notre Dame, Louisville, and Mississippi State are the other number one seeds in this year's women's NCAA tournament. The Iowa Hawkeyes made the tournament. They were announced as a number 6 seed in the tournament yesterday. They'll play out in Los Angeles at UCLA's Pauley Pavilion on Saturday against Creighton in first-round action in the women's NCAA tournament. In the NBA last night, Milwaukee beat Memphis 121-103. Houston downing San Antonio 109-93. Oklahoma City beat Sacramento 106-101, while Portland beat Miami 115-99. In the National Hockey League, it was Vegas over Philadelphia 3-2. Washington beat Winnipeg in overtime 3-2. Columbus down Montreal 5-2. The New York Rangers over Carolina 6-3. Ottawa beat Florida 5-3. St. Louis over Anaheim 4-2. San Jose downed Detroit 5-3. And L.A. shut out Vancouver 3-0. In baseball news, free agent infielder Neil Walker is returning to New York after working out a one-year contract with the Yankees. The 32-year-old hit .265 with 14 homers and 49 RBIs last year for the Mets and Milwaukee, who acquired him August 12th. Walker is a lifetime .272 hitter with 130 home runs, 522 RBIs, 204 doubles, and 521 runs scored. Walker likely will start at second base, while the newly acquired Brandon Drury will play third. Also around the league, the Rockies have finalized a one-year, $5 million deal with three-time All-Star outfielder Carlos Gonzalez, a deal that includes another $3 million in bonuses based on days on the active roster. The 32-year-old Gonzalez is coming off a down year in which he batted .262 with 14 homers and 57 RBIs in 136 games. The Athletics have landed a new starting catcher by finalizing a one-year, $6.5 million contract with free agent Jonathan Lucroy. The 31-year-old two-time All-Star batted .265 with six home runs and 40 RBIs in 123 games last season for Texas and Colorado, which acquired him on July 30th. The Twins have finalized a one-year, $12 million package with right-hander Lance Lynn, who made 33 starts last year following Tommy John surgery. Lynn went 11-8 with a .343 earned run average for the 2017 Cardinals, 5 years after being named the National League All-Star team. In NFL news, the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals have swapped draft picks in a deal that also sends a lineman to Southern Ohio. A person familiar with the pick tells the Associated Press that the Bills get the 12th overall selection and a 6th-round pick from the Bengals for the 21st selection and a 5th-rounder. Cincinnati also gets high-priced left tackle Cordy Glenn, who had been a Bills starter since his rookie season in 2012. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that the Chiefs are releasing longtime linebacker Tamba Hali, one of the franchise's career sack leaders. Hali has spent his entire 12-year career in Kansas City, piling up 89.5 sacks and at one point going to 5 consecutive Pro Bowls. Saints right tackle Zach Strief says he's retiring after 12 NFL seasons. The 34-year-old Strief was a regular reserve during much of his first 5 seasons and became a starter in 2011 on an offense that set an NFL single-season record with over 7,400 yards. The Seahawks have re-signed safety Bradley McDougal to a 3-year contract 2 days before he would have become a free agent. The Raiders are releasing cornerback Sean Smith to create more salary cap room heading into free agency. A person familiar with the move said Smith was told Monday that he'll be let go before the start of the new league year on Wednesday. Smith signed a 4-year, $83 million deal 2 years ago. And in golf news, Tiger Woods and Ernie Els will duel in the President's Cup again, this time as captains. Two people involved in the President's Cup tell the Associated Press that Woods and Els have agreed to be captains for the 2019 matches in Melbourne. Woods and Els are expected to be introduced as captains today at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.